month of December, you've probably noticed the choir hasn't, we've had so much going on and just things that we've done a little different this year. The choir hasn't been singing. A couple of weeks ago, we had the choir via CD sing during the offering, and this morning we're going to do the same. They will be singing Emmanuel, and I just at this time of year, that's why we're all here, and that's who we're celebrating. So I would ask that you would pay close attention to the words of the song as the choir sings, and as we take up our tithes and offerings. So if our ushers would come to service. Kip, if you don't mind, would you pray for the service and pray for the offering as well?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for another beautiful day. Lord, we just thank you for allowing each and every one of us, Lord, just to come here today and just to be in your presence, Lord, to worship you. Lord, we just pray for the service today, Lord. We just pray for the first one here that does not know you personally. Lord, we pray that today would be the day, Lord, that they would have a personal relationship with you, Lord. Lord, we just pray for this offering coming up. Lord, we just pray that it be used to your will. And Lord, just watch over each and every family here. Lord, just be with all those who couldn't be here. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Emmanuel, God loving us so much that he descended from heaven to be one of us. Emmanuel, God seeing a need so great that he emptied himself of his glory to rescue us. This is the story of Emmanuel, our Savior, Deliverer, Redeemer, the one God's people had watched and waited for so long, born on this holy night. Up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king and act wisely and do justice and righteousness in the land. And this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness.
They should have changed the order up just a little bit. How am I supposed to sing after that?
Ornaments are ready, the place has been prepared. Strings of lights and holly are draped across the chair. The family's all together, I know where they must be. Everyone is searching for the perfect tree. The perfect dream grew very long ago, and it was not decked with silver or with ornaments of gold, but hanging from its branches was a gift for you and me. Jesus laid his life down on the perfect tree. Mother wants a straight one, the children want it tall. Dad just hopes that somehow he can get it down the hall. Soon they'll gather round it, as proud as they can be. But when they're looking at it, I wonder if they see. The perfect dream grew very long ago, and it was not decked with silver or with ornaments of gold, but hanging from it was a gift for you and me. Jesus laid his life down on the perfect tree. With all the celebration, sometimes the truth is lost, that every step this baby took brought him closer to the cross. The perfect dream grew very long ago, and it was not decked with silver or with ornaments of gold, but hanging from its branches was a gift for you. Jesus laid his life down on the perfect tree very long ago, and it was not decked with silver or with ornaments of gold, but hanging from its branches was a gift for you and me. Jesus laid his life down on the perfect tree.
Just a quick presentation, and then we'll get right into our Advent reading. I'm going to ask the four pastors, if they would, make haste to the front. That'd be you. You're one of them. Make haste. Haste! That means quickly.
On delay.
I, I can't interpret that, so I'm not.
On behalf of the church, we just wanted to present to you all a little gift, thanking you all for all that you do year-round for us as a church. And we just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and thank you. All right, we're going to get into our Advent reading, and I hope that this year it's been something a little different that this church is, my understanding, has never done. But I hope the Advent reading, the Advent wreath, and all that has been done throughout the month of December has kind of helped you along in your worship. And your respect, and your appreciation for the birth of Christ. I'm going to ask the Bailey family to come. They're doing our reading today, and I'm going to invite all of you back. Aaron did, but I just I want to reiterate that. We're celebrating the birth of Christ. And the candle in the middle, the white candle, will be lit tomorrow. So if at all possible, we'd like for you to come for that Advent reading as well as we celebrate the birth of Christ. There will be no service here tonight so that you can spend time with your families, but we invite you back tomorrow at 11 o'clock. When they get done reading, Pastor Jimmy and his family will be coming and singing, and then Pastor Jimmy will bring the Advent message this morning. So let's be much in prayer for that.
This is the fourth Sunday of Advent and Christmas Eve. The previous three Sundays, we have lit the candles of hope, love, and joy. Today, we light the candle of peace. Our world is not always a peaceful place. People hurt other people. Countries are at war. People don't take care of the world, but God promises peace. During Advent, may we, as well as all people, seek God's peace.
When we look at the fourth candle, we remember God's promise of peace. We recall the words of Jesus in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. In times of war and hatred, it's hard to remember that Jesus is the one who brings peace. As we approach Christmas, let's remember that God's intention is a place of peace where people shake hands instead of harming one another.
Luke 1:47-55 says, "And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty of their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things and showed in the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to his fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever."
In the scripture, we hear Mary's song of praise. There must have been times when Mary was frightened, worried, fearful, and sad. She may not have felt very peaceful as she considered her future, yet her words help us see the peace that comes when we trust God. How privileged we are to have this beautiful song of Mary. Can you imagine her singing the words written in the scripture? It is a testimony of her faith at being chosen as God's servant. And because she embraces God's future for her, she faces the future with the assurance of God's peace.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for those in the world today who seek to act for peace. Help us to look for ways to be peacemakers at home, at church, and in school. Amen.
I know Ron said it was going to be me and my family, but it's kind of hard to, when you got stage fright and things, to get them up here. So I'm going to sing it solo. I know that's not what was advertised. So if you want your money back or if you want to leave, that's fine. I understand. I understand that. But I usually don't sing and preach on the same morning. But this song goes with the Advent topic of peace. So what I figured I'd do is I'll take my coat off while I sing. Then when I preach, I'll put my coat on. It'll be like two different people. So I'll do that. But I always talk about this song before I sing it because it was written, it was based off a poem written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow during the Civil War. And it's a message about peace during the darkest of times, which was during the Civil War. So listen to the words and what he was trying to say.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play. Mild and sweet their songs repeat. Of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing like a choir singing. In my heart I hear them, peace on earth, goodwill to man. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks us all. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells are ringing like a choir singing. Does anybody hear them? Peace on earth, goodwill. Bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then ringing, on his way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chance of life. A peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells like a choir singing. With our hearts we'll hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And do you hear the bells they're ringing? But like the angels singing. Open up your heart and hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth. Thank you.
We'll put on my coat now. Anybody have a word of testimony before we begin? It's Christmas Eve. I'm sure God's blessed you in some way. Bless you, Rob.
I've talked to people about it, and they can't believe how it happened. And all I say is it's all God. It's nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
It's all Him. He just keeps on giving and giving and giving. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful that He came and lived and died for me.
Amen.
And I did it for everybody, but I don't take it personally for you. I take it personally for me. Right. He did that just for me. Right. And I'm so thankful that He looked down through time and He saw who I will be and what I will do, and He said, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to save him anyway, and I'm going to take him on to heaven anyway. 100 years from now, when He calls me home, that's 147 years old. That's what I'm going to do. 150 years. It may not happen, but you know what? I'm glad Jesus saved me. I'm glad He died for me. And if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know Christ as their friend, Lord, and Savior, and doesn't have the peace you say,
amen.
God,
that's
this
right.
Morning is the best time to do it.
Amen. Bless you, Rob. Amen. Someone else.
Kenny, I just want to thank you for that.
Bless you, Pam. Someone else. If you've got your Bibles with you, let's go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. We're going to go to verse 8. Verse 8. Okay, starting with verse 8, it says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Been thinking a lot about that chapter and about that moment in particular when the angels, it says the heavenly host, was sent to earth. They were sent, you know, we hear the song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and in the Bible, in the margin over here, it said, the herald angels appear to the shepherds. And so I looked up what herald meant, and it just means a messenger. This was a holy, heavenly host of messengers that were sent with a special mission to come into the world, to come to this earth, to make contact with men and women, and to tell them that a Savior has come unto them. What a great moment for humankind to make contact with heaven. Amen. And for them to come unto the shepherds. And you say, well, why the shepherds? Well, I believe the shepherds were watching. The shepherds were, they were willing to see a Savior being born. You see, you say, why didn't they go to the priest? Why didn't they go to Jerusalem? Why didn't they go to Caiaphas? And the reason is that they weren't wanting the Savior as He would come. They weren't wanting someone to show up and take the power that they had. And so I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about what they said. And before I go on, I just want to go back to Isaiah chapter 52. I thought this was pretty amazing. You know, in Isaiah 53, we hear him talk about Jesus. He prophesies about Jesus and about how by His stripes we are healed. And it's a famous passage. Well, 52, I was looking at it. Isaiah 52, starting with verse 7, it says this. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace. That bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation. That saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. And I believe that he's talking about the heavenly host, the angel. Because he was the one who brought the good tidings and publishes peace. And then it goes on, it says, Thy watchmen shall lift up thy voice. I thought, well, who were the watchmen? Probably talking about the shepherds. Now, other people might read different things into this, but to me, it was describing that moment. Many, many years before it would happen, it was describing the moment that heaven would come down and tell men that there would be peace on earth. And it says, Thy watchmen shall lift up thy voice, with the voice together they shall sing, for they shall see eye to eye. And you see, they went and they saw eye to eye the baby that was there in the manger. Their salvation they saw eye to eye. When the Lord shall bring again Zion, break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. That was in Isaiah. That was many, many years before the birth of Christ. Yet he was telling us that there was coming a time when our salvation will come, and it'll be a salvation unto all the ends of the earth. And I thought it was fitting that in that verse he talks about good tidings and peace. And that's exactly what the angels said when they came unto the shepherds. But I'll be honest, when I was trying to get this message together, I was thinking about what the angels were saying and the message that they were bringing of hope. But I kept wrestling with something that was kind of bothering me, because they came and they said, Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. But then they go on and say, that there will be or glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And I was thinking about that, peace on earth. But I was thinking about all the times that we haven't had peace on earth. And I was thinking about the wars that we go through. And I was thinking that when Christ came, he came into the world. But that wasn't the end of violence. That wasn't the end of warfare. That wasn't the end of all those things that some of the people back then thought was going to happen. You think about the apostles and how they were killed and how they were martyred and how they were stoned and how they were, put to death. And you say, well, peace on earth, that doesn't sound like peace. And then you think about the wars throughout the ages. You think about the crucifixion of Christ and you say, well, that doesn't sound like peace. You think about the Romans, how 70 years or 40 years after Christ, how they leveled Jerusalem and tore down the temple. And you say, that doesn't sound like peace. And I was thinking, how do you explain these things? But you know, the Lord brings you things, and he allows you to see things if you just open up your eyes. Like the song says, if you open up your heart and hear what the Lord has to say. So I was sitting at my table in the kitchen, or not in the kitchen, but in the dining room. And I began to notice some signs around the dining room and around the kitchen. And if you're like my wife, if your house is like ours, you've got primitive things and you've got signs in your house that tell you different sayings. Anybody have those? Yeah. So I was sitting there and all of a sudden I just started noticing these sayings and I started just looking at them for the first time. There was some over there that said faith and hope. It was kind of profound, so I'm, you know. On the refrigerator, there was a paper. It wasn't even a decoration or anything, but there was a paper, and in bold, it said, it's going to be okay. And out of all those papers, that's what stuck out, was it's going to be okay. So I said, okay. And I went to the next one, and there was a sign that said, the simple things. And then there was some pictures of an old country church. We had pictures of churches and stuff, and it was a painting. And the title of it was Sunday Go-To Meeting. And then I saw another one that said, our house is just a little house, but God knows where we live. And then my eyes were drawn to a little sign that means something to me and my family. When we lived in our previous house, it was the house that my grandpa built, and it was his house. And so in the kitchen, there was a plate that goes by the light switch. And my grandma was from Pennsylvania. She was Pennsylvania Dutch. So they have their own little sayings. They have their own food, that, you know. But she was Pennsylvania Dutch. And on this light, it says, Outen the lights. Outen the lights. And so when we moved, we took that with us and we put it in our new house. And so I was looking around at these different signs, and I saw that sign that said, out in the lights, right there where the light switch was. And I know it's kind of cliche, but you know how like a light switch goes like this? Or a light goes like that? That's what happened in my mind. And I was drawn back to a verse that I had read Friday from Brian's funeral, and I want to read it. And I'm sorry, I've got it right here on my phone. But it was John chapter 8, verse 12, and this is what it says. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in the darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. And so I'm sitting there, I'm wondering how there's peace on earth when there has been anything but peace a lot of times. And I'm looking at these signs around my house, and I look at that light, and I look at that light switch, and I realize something, that the light's on. And I think about that verse. It said, Jesus is the light. And I look at that message, it says, out in the lights. What would happen if I went and I turned those lights out? I wouldn't see those messages of hope that I was just talking about. And so it occurred to me that to have peace on earth, you've got to have the light of the world, which is Jesus Christ. And you can't have peace without that light. Because I was thinking, all of these things that have happened, all of these things that have happened throughout the world, if your peace depends on external things, then you will never have peace in your life. If your peace depends on what your circumstances are, how your day has gone, how your week has gone, how your year has gone, then you cannot have peace. Because this world goes through different times when there's violence and when there's war and when there's peace. And if you depended on the consequences of what's going on for your happiness, then you'll never be at peace for very long. And so it occurred to me that when the angels said that they bring tidings of great joy and peace on earth and goodwill toward men, what that meant was is that you have the opportunity as an individual to have peace in your life no matter what the circumstances that go on. That when they said you have peace on earth, it meant that you could have peace while you're hanging on a cross. And it meant that you could have peace while they're throwing stones at you. When the angel said peace on earth, it didn't mean that all the wars were going to end, that all the violence was going to end, that everything was going to be smooth from here on out. It meant that if you flip that light switch in your life, or that soul, if you turn the lights on of your soul, then you can have peace. And you can have peace in this earth as it is. And I was struck by that, and I thought that was so amazing. I was so glad that God let me see that. That the peace is an individual peace. It comes to you as an individual. And just like those sayings were there in my house, if I didn't have the light on, I wouldn't be able to see him. If I didn't have the light of Jesus Christ, I wouldn't have peace in my life. And that's what he brought us. The song that I sang a little while ago, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was dealing with the same things that I was dealing with. He was thinking of the same things that I was thinking, except he was going through a much darker time. And I want to read the words that he said in that poem. This is what he said. He said, I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. So when the songs rang, that's what people thought of on Christmas Day. When the bells rang, they thought of peace on earth and goodwill to men. And he said, and thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But then he says, then from each black accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south. And with the sound, the carols drowned. What he's saying is, the cannons of war were drowning out the carols of Christ. The sounds of warfare, he could no longer hear the bells because of the sounds of warfare and how it was taking over the people. And he said, and with the sound, the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth and goodwill to men. It had everybody down, Pastor Al. Had everybody down. It shook the continent. It shook the country. It ripped them apart. These people that had such a strong faith in Christ, they were going through a tough time. And the sounds of war was drowning out the sounds of peace. And he said, and in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. Kind of like what I was thinking a while earlier. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But then he says, then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. So I was thinking about that poem and what he was really trying to say. And what I think he was trying to say is that in the middle of a war, in the middle of a storm, in 1863, that he, as an author, he as a person, was looking at these things. And his message at the end of that was, during all these things, you can still have peace within your heart. That's what his message was. That's what his message was. Was that if you go by the circumstances, if you didn't have lights in your life, then your circumstances would depend on the sun and the moon. You would have light during the day, but as soon as night came, all hope would be lost. But because we have light, because we have candlelight, because we have the lights that we have, we can have hope during all times. And that is, if you know the Lord, if Jesus, because that verse that I read, it said, he is the light of the world. And that if we follow his light, then it leads to life. What we have to do as people is we have to take inventory. We have to look at our lives. We have to take inventory and count our blessings and look all around us. You know, I told you that one sign said the simple things, and that's true. The simple things in life. Look at what you have. Look at what you have and be thankful for what you have. And give thanks to God for all of those things. And I'm not talking about material things because we know that when we leave this world, what's the saying? We can't take anything with us. Death strips us of all those things. When death comes along, and we've dealt with this here recently, when death comes along, you can't take your possessions. So as you take inventory of your life, don't look at the things you own. Look at the relationships you have with people. Look at the love that you have with people. Look at your relationship with Christ. Look at all the things that he has done to you as you look. But turn the light on. Make sure that you're looking with the light of Christ so that you can see what you truly have. If you can't see those things, then you need the Lord in your life. Because you don't have peace. Now you could say, I'm not a Christian, but I still have peace. Not really. Not the kind of peace that you could have. Not the kind of peace that allows you to go to sleep at night and not worry about things. Not the kind of peace that allows you to go through the death of a loved one and still have hope that you're going to see that person as soon as it's your time to go. To have that peace that whatever the country's going through, that you know that things are going to work out, things will be okay. To have that peace that whatever financial problems, whatever marital problems, whatever church problems, whatever work problems come into your life, that you have that peace within you, that you can be thankful and you can be glad in all these things. But as I was saying, if you take inventory of your life and you realize that you can't take things with you, but there is things that you can take with you because of Jesus Christ. Our relationships can carry beyond death. Because of Jesus Christ, love goes beyond death. You see, death can't take that away. It can't take your life from you if you know him. we celebrate Christmas and things get in the way, material things, stressful things. But look at the peace that comes when you sit down and you think about what Christ did, what Jesus did, what God did to send his son. And you think about those angels who said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That just sums up everything right there. That you can have peace in your life. So as we get a song of invitation, what I'm going to ask you is, do you have light in your life? Do you have the light of Jesus Christ? Because if you don't have the light of Jesus Christ, you can never see all the things that he has blessed you with. If you don't have the light of Jesus Christ in your life, you cannot have the peace that comes with knowing him. Because your peace will be determined by the circumstances of your life. And as I said before, if your peace is determined by the circumstances of your life, then you're not going to have very much peace at all. But what if you could have peace at all times? What if you could have peace when you're on a boat and a storm rises up? The disciples didn't really know that peace yet. But that peace was sleeping downstairs below decks. That peace was there. And when the things started to go bad and everything started, they didn't have a peace about them. But they went to Christ. They went to him out of desperation. And he said, "Oh, ye of little faith." And I think he taught them right then and there that they could have peace at all times. Because he went outside and he spoke to the storm and he said, "Peace, be still." Just spoke the words peace. And they said, they were afraid, and they said, "What manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey his command?" And what they found out was is that this is a man that can bring you peace when everything's falling apart. This is a man, and no longer did they have to go and they have to find him physically. Because from then on out, they probably knew that they could have peace if they just had him in their heart. And that's what he offers us today. If you don't have that peace, please, please come this morning. If you can't see that peace in your life, you need the light of Jesus Christ to show you those things. The thing about Jesus and the angels coming was they told everybody. So it's there. Peace on earth is there. But you have to find it. It's there, but you have to go to the light switch and you have to flip on the light so you can see what God has done for you. There's too many people wandering around in the dark. The priests were in the dark because they liked their power that they had. They liked their little bit of material comfort that they had. They thought that that brought peace to them. They thought that if somebody came along and took that from them, then they wouldn't have anything anymore. But they were holding on to the wrong thing. And they were in the dark. But the shepherds saw the light. They told people about the light. And so there were some who saw it and some who didn't. There were some who wanted to worship and there were some who wanted to kill him. And it's the same way today. We have people who see the light and we have people who don't. We have people who love Christ and we have people who hate Christ. But one thing's for sure, it's there. It's there. You just have to find it. Flip that light switch on so you can see what he has done for you. As they sing, we ask you to examine your heart. If you have a need at all this morning, any kind of need, physical, emotional, there's no judgment here. You come to the altar.
far away in the depths of my spirit today rolls a melody sweeter than song. In celestial like strains it unceasing for my soul, like an infinite calm, it's peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father. Without comfort and rest, marching down the rough pathway of time, make Jesus your friend. Ere the shadows grow dark, oh, accept his sweet peace, wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In resting today in his wonderful peace, resting sweetly in Jesus' control, for I'm kept from all danger by night and by day, and his glory is flooding my soul. It's peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the
found in Geneva, it's not going to be found in D.C. see, it's going to be found in J.C. Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's the one that has the peace that passes all understanding. Yeah. How do you do it, preacher? I said, I don't. He does it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, I just put my little hand in his and he just takes a hold of it. That's the kind of Savior that we invite you to. The last Sunday of Advent, and you could have that peace.
Yes.
It could be the greatest Christmas that you've ever celebrated.
Yeah.
It's not in material things. It's not in financial gains. I've had people when I work, they said, all I need is that Wall Street because I got to watch that market. Well, I know somebody that's watching it well. And this is what he said. If you serve me, you'll live with me, and you'll walk. Not wear it, you'll walk on gold. He's the Prince of Peace. If you don't know him, would you bow your heads? And Chris, you sing the last verse of that.
Yeah.
Is there one? I invite you. One came. And I'm so thankful.
Jesus.
Sing it. Sing it.
Jesus. There's just something.
Somebody needs to come.
About. That name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after. Let all heaven and earth proclaim, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that.
I encourage you to listen to some songs. If you've got YouTube or whatever, go to, just listen to Mary Did You Know. listen to Mark Lowry, the one who wrote it. Go listen to O Holy Night. Just listen to the words. They're profound, profound words. If you have trouble de-escalating from all the stress and all the running around, listen to those. They're just beautiful, beautiful words. The blind shall see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame shall leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Just no other beautiful words. And in O Holy Night, till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. Fall on your knees. I mean, listen to those songs. You got it? Amen. Listen to these words as Chris sings. We're praising him. This is a song of praise. If you like this song, you get excited. Bless you, Chris.
That your baby boy one day walked on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy could calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of one day rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is a great
feel good to worship him. Doesn't it feel good? Wouldn't you like to have been there that night? Wouldn't you like to have been one of the shepherds? Just go and just to fall down and worship him. It's, we can do that today. It's been good. One line I forgot in all those songs was one I just sang. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. He's not asleep. When war's going on, he's not asleep. When bad things happen, he's not asleep. But we have peace right here. We have peace. We're thankful for that. All right. With that, I'm going to ask Pastor Aaron if he would dismiss us. Everyone stand, and Pastor Aaron dismiss us with a word of prayer.
Hey, I'd like you to remember that.
Bless you. Bless you all.
Rise, join the triumph of the sky.